It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, August 22nd, 2017. Today is the birthday of German film director and producer Leni Riefenstahl, who was born in 1902. Her brother Heinz, who was 3 years younger, was killed on the Eastern Front during the war. A talented swimmer and artist, Leni also became interested in dancing during her childhood and ultimately performed across Europe. After seeing a promotional poster for the 1924 film The Mountain of Destiny, she was inspired to go into acting. Between 1925 and 1929, she starred in 5 successful motion pictures. In 1932, she decided to try her hand at directing with her own film called The Blue Light. In the 1930s, she directed such films as Triumph of the Will and Olympia, which resulted in worldwide attention and acclaim. Both movies are widely considered 2 of the most effective and technically innovative propaganda films ever made. Her involvement in Triumph of the Will significantly damaged her career and reputation after the war, however. The exact nature of her relationship with Nazi Party leader Adolf Hitler remains a matter of debate. In 2000, when Jodie Foster was planning a biographical drama on Riefenstahl, war crimes researchers warned her against a revisionist view that would glorify the director. They stated that publicly Riefenstahl seemed quite infatuated with Hitler and was in fact the last surviving member of his inner circle. Others go further, arguing that her visions were essential to the success of the Holocaust. Novelist and sports writer Bud Schulberg, assigned by the U.S. Navy to the Office of Strategic Services for Intelligence Work, was ordered to arrest her to have her identify Nazi war criminals in German film footage captured by the Allied troops shortly after the war. She claimed she was not aware of the nature of the camps. According to Schulberg, she gave him the usual song and dance. Riefenstahl claimed that she was fascinated by the Nazis, but that she was also politically naive, remaining ignorant of the war crimes. Throughout 1945 to 1948, she was held in various Allied-controlled prison camps. She was tried 4 times by post-war authorities for denazification and eventually found to be a fellow traveler, one who sympathized with the Nazis. Leni said late in life that her biggest regret was ever meeting Adolf Hitler, saying, "It was the biggest catastrophe I ever experienced. Until the day I die, people will keep saying Leni is a Nazi. And I will keep saying, but what did I do?" Although she went on to win up to 50 libel cases, details about her connection to the Nazi Party generally remain far from clear. Shortly before she died, she voiced her final thoughts about Hitler in a BBC interview. "I was one of the millions who thought he had all the answers. At first, we saw only the good things. We did not know that bad things were to come." She died of cancer on September 8, 2003, at the astonishing age of 101, and was buried in Munich, the birthplace of the Nazi Party. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 22, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.